Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I would first like to start out my sermon with an apology, and my wife knows how rare they are, so I hope you all appreciate it. I apologize and I am sorry to those of you who came today expecting to hear the stereotypical Christmas gospel, the one with the 6-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus, the one with Mary and Joseph becoming best friends with the animals in the manger, the one where the wise men arrive at the birth a day later, a couple weeks later, maybe 3 years later. That is not the story that we have in John's Gospel. In John's Gospel, we don't have the stereotypical birth of Jesus. We don't have things that get in the way or cause arguments, like the historical Christmas. Whether or not Christians put Christmas over the winter solstice to help incorporate pagans into Christianity in the Roman Empire, so it would all be under Christianity. We don't have to argue whether or not Christmas actually happened in December, or if the census was in July or June or some other month, meaning that Jesus might not actually have been born on December 25th. That means we don't have to worry about when the census really was, or really anything. We just have to worry about Jesus. Now, I'm not condemning those of you who rushed out Christmas shopping this last week, driving around the mall parking lot, cursing out that smart car that made it look like the parking spot was empty when it wasn't. I'm not condemning those of you who are planning to leave church and to go home to have a wonderful Christmas dinner with your family. But what I am saying is that God showed up in John's Gospel. Now, this seems like such a simple concept, just showing up somewhere. But there's really more involved than we see. Many times in our lives, we have experienced those with hardships or tragedies, and as we go to comfort them, thoughts cross our minds like, what am I actually going to say? Or why am I going here? I can't actually do anything to make it better. Then when we get there, we sit there feeling like we aren't enough and that our sheer presence is nothing but a nuisance. But in reality, the simple act of showing up is so powerful, and that's just on a human level. Now take it to a God level. God, the supreme being that doesn't have to interact with us, the supreme being that is outside of us, but chooses to be with us. God puts God's self into Jesus and sends Jesus to earth to live a short life and to be put to death in one of the most humiliating, shameful, and painful ways possible at that time. Now that's pretty powerful. That's something the Christmas story with baby Jesus, Mary and Joseph, and all the adorable animals, the angels, the shepherds, the wise men, that story seems to miss just a little. It's the sheer power of Jesus coming to earth. That's something when we put the bumper stickers on the back of our cars, says Jesus is the reason for the season, but then go inside and curse at the checkout clerk for being a little too slow when ringing up the items that we have purchased, most of which that we don't actually need, that we often miss ourselves as well. Now we all know, or we might all know, the story of Jesus' ministry on earth, how Jesus came to bring peace and justice, how Jesus advocated for the poor, that Jesus ate with the undesirable people of his time, advocating an end to violence, forgiving the sinner, and teaching us things like that pesky parable of the Good Samaritan, where Jesus tells us we should help those that we don't necessarily like. But that whole ministry is possible because God simply shows up. All of what we have today is possible because God showed up. And in John, it says, in the beginning was the light, and the light was with God. If we are to take this literally and believe as John has written, Jesus was with God at the beginning. Now, we do have our whole triune God doctrine, which is extremely confusing and basically only allows you to say what it is not. But if we take that as true and Jesus was there at the beginning, sitting next to God at God's right hand, Jesus hanging out in his cushy lazy boy chair, well, Jesus would have not had to leave. But Jesus did. And that's why we're able to know that Jesus was there. Jesus was there in the beginning, and that's why we are able to know that Jesus will be there in the end. And that's why we know Jesus is there every single day of our lives. So remember this Christmas season, when you are saying Jesus is the reason for the season, you should really be saying Jesus is the reason for every single day of our lives, and we should live every single day like it is Christmas, thanking Jesus and thanking God for simply showing up. Amen.